Listeners to this show know that Mary and I are real bibliophiles, but it's been a while since I've been reminded just how deep my book love goes, not to mention my lust for libraries. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today our book critic Marian Winnick reviews the next selection for the Weekly Reader Book Club. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. What Susan Orlean did for orchids and orchid thieves in her book on that topic, she's now done for libraries in the library book, weaving an almost ridiculously riveting nonfiction narrative with top-shelf writing and indelible characters. In it, you'll meet Harry Peak, the beautiful loser who may or may not have tried to burn down the L.A. Public Library in 1986, as well as a parade of head librarians, including 19th-century feminists and adventurers and present-day curmudgeons and activists. At the center of it all, Orlean herself. Even I, a huge fan of books and libraries, avoided this book for quite some time, unable to imagine how it could possibly be interesting. In retrospect, I don't know how I doubt it. Orlean's relentless curiosity and extraordinary chops as a journalist combine with her warm voice on the page to make this allegedly dull subject more interesting than most books about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. How does she do it? 1. She applies a vigorous true crime investigative approach to the 1986 fire, a case which remained unsolved at the time she started her research, though there was considerable evidence pointing to Harry Peak. Peak, unfortunately, is dead, but she tracked down and talked to everyone who could possibly shed light on the situation, as well as the culture and mores of the time. 2, she keeps herself in the story in a fascinating way. She begins with her days as a little bookworm in Ohio, going to the library with her mother, and takes us through her experiences as a brand-new Los Angelino. At this point in her life, she had decided not to write any more books. Fortunately for us, she became obsessed with the library and breaks her vow. In one of my favorite scenes, we see her nervously setting fire to a book to see how it burns. Of course, she chooses Fahrenheit 451. 3, her writing is just fantastic. Let me read you the section where the fire starts. At first, the smoke in the fiction stacks was pale as onion skin. Then it deepened to dove gray. Then it turned black. It wound around fiction A through L, curling in lazy ringlets. It gathered into soft puffs that bobbed and banked against the shelves like bumper cars. Suddenly, sharp fingers of flame shot through the smoke and jabbed upward. More flames erupted. The heat built. The temperature reached 451 degrees, and the books began smoldering. Their covers burned like popcorn. Pages flared, blackened, then sprang away from their bindings, a ream of sooty scraps soaring on the updraft. The fire flashed through fiction and reached for the cookbooks. The cookbooks roasted. Pages and book jackets and microfilm and magazines crumpled and vanished. You should hear Susan Orlean read this passage, and you can. She recorded the audiobook herself, and it's excellent. The library book is the first work of narrative nonfiction we've chosen for our book club. As Michael Lewis, a star in this genre himself, wrote in his review in the New York Times, Susan Orlean has once again found rich material where no one else has bothered to look for it. You never really know how seriously interesting a subject might be until such a person takes a serious interest in it.
The book is The Library Book by Susan Orlean, and it's our selection for the next Weekly Reader Book Club meeting, which takes place on Thursday, November 14th at 7 p.m. at Bird in Hand in Charles Village. You can find more information about the book and the book club, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.